ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Welcome into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mount's Home defeats Searcy tonight 53-30. First, let's get our Dewey and Sons player of the game, and I'm going to go with Kate Gilbert. She ended up with 19 points, 14 of those coming in the second quarter alone. She really led the Bombers to a much better second quarter than they had in the first quarter, and was able to get to the lane, get to the free throw line, and so she's going to be our player of the game again. Brought to you by Dewey and Sons Plumbing, and she was the leading scorer for Mountain Home with 19 points, 18 on the night for Anna Grace Foreman, 6 for Leah Jackson, 5 for Emily Payne, 3 for Emma Martin, and 2 for Haven Klinger tonight. No one was in double figures for Searcy. Their leading scorer was Meredith Weber with 8 points. Chelsea Johnson finished with 7 on the night, 6 for Nalia Hadley, 5 for Hagan Bryant, and 4 on the night for Asharia Brown. The two teams ended up even on turnovers, 16 each. This game had 1 tie and 5 lead changes, all those coming in the first half. So with the victory, Mount Home is going to stay in a tie for first place in the 5A East with who, I'm not completely sure. Depends on how Nelton and Jonesboro come out, and also how West Memphis does against Green County Tech this evening. It'll be interesting to see how those games turn out. But Mount Home is going to improve to 16-3 on the season, 5-1 in the 5A East. Lady Lions going to drop to 5-13 overall, 0-6 in conference play. So again, Mount Home wins by 23, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and the girls portion of our doubleheader. We will start the boys portion in, I'd say, about 3.5 minutes. Again, our final score tonight, Mount Home defeats Searcy 53-30. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.